switch up the game. I drink that cone, step back cause I might put it on. I go deep, so deep till you sleep, count sheep, wake you up from no way. You don't want me at the show, yeah. How freak back when I ain't sober. What up, I'm flow up, show up. Ain't scared to take it off, tell a freak to take it off. Tipsy and I feel good. Black dudes got big woods. Into it, I do it, I done it. If you really, really want it, then stop playing. Hey boy, you know I'm your type, yo. 5'2 and wear my jeans real tight, yeah. My curves, they swerve, so superb. My word is my word and I can't serve.
We run this, run this, run this.
From it's where you're at, and if you can't a freak a leak, better bring your hat. So from East Coast, West Coast, down South, represent your coast.
Yeah, we run it.
To do it, I just wanna be touched. Look at how y'all making me blush. I'm enough to go around, so people don't push. Wanna run that fish in the bush. Don't my diamonds look real good? And they shine so hard that it glitters. So many carrots, they look like critters. And we can do it all night. Take a flashlight to see up in my windpipe. Highlight the key, fucking get hype. I wanna know, can you hear me, my mic?
We run this, run this.
From it's where you at, and if you can't a freak a leak, better bring your ass. So from East Coast, West Coast, down South, represent your coast.
Yeah, we run it.
My guys, my coffee, and all of you. Good morning, everybody. It is the Studio W Sports Page, brought to you by J&J. I'm your host, your man, Mill, and Riding Shotgun. As always, I got my guys, Kevin Harris, Romar Smith, Riding Shotgun. I'm with me, Kev.
Yo.
What's good, man?
Look, it's been 2 weeks.
Two weeks, man. 2 weeks
feel like 2 months.
Yeah,
I don't know what happened, man, but it feels good to be back in the studio.
Good.
I mean, you know what I'm saying? It's not the same, man, when we ain't in here.
Yeah, so don't get quiet on me now. I know you got plenty to talk about.
Yeah,
Roma.
Yeah.
You.
How you doing, brother?
Do you really want to know?
Yeah. Yes, do praise hell.
Come on, let it out.
I'm no, kind of.
Don't get quiet now.
I'm kind of feeling the effects of last night.
Last night?
What happened? Last night? What happened?
What happened last night?
Let's see. I ate a salad, then I started drinking the devil's potion. Ran like 2-3 o'clock yesterday evening and didn't stop until like 2-3 o'clock. Monday, this morning.
This morning?
Yeah, and when you woke me, and when you called me, I was just waking up trying to figure out what happened. I would say that it was a good Friday, but it was a terrible 2 weeks because we didn't have a show and all I could do is look at sports and have nothing to talk about.
Like I told you, it's not the same when we're not in here chopping it up, shooting the breeze and all that good stuff.
But I did find out an interesting fact that I shared on that page yesterday, that regardless of what Caitlin Clark does, even though she's not really the all-time scorer in women's college basketball.
Oh, really? Who is?
I don't remember her name, but I know her last name was Moore, and she's a black woman, and she scored over 4,000 points.
And I posted on the fan page a couple days ago.
I think it's Rebecca Moore.
And I hate to start it off like this. I really have to look for it. But yeah, that was a stat line back when.
Before they transition.
Right.
Before they transition to the NCAA women's college basketball. Cause like women's college basketball, you had to go through a different approach. All colleges did back then. It was the NAIA or something like that. That was recognized as women's college basketball, and it was a black lady by the name of Rebecca Moore that scored over 4,000 points in her career, which to me, and I'm going to recognize as the all-time leading scorer in women's college basketball.
And also while I'm looking at it, I see those.
Yeah, go
Daisha Fair is also be recognized. The guard from Syracuse.
Yeah, she's number three.
She's number five right now.
Yeah, she just passed Brittany.
All that is catchable.
She just passed Brittany Griner, right?
Yes.
Hold on, and what? She's just a senior. What she is? The girl from Syracuse.
The girl from Syracuse. I think she's going to be a senior
after this year. So yeah. Next year she can break probably Brittany Griner's record, Caitlin Clark's record.
Right. And the girl you're talking about, her name is Pearl Moore.
Pearl Moore. Okay. I forgot yet. Well, I'm sorry. Rebecca was a little modern day. Pearl is an old people name.
Pearl is like,
Pearl is a grandma name.
Yeah, there's not too many Pearls out here no more.
Is she?
No, I don't think it's too many. It need to be more.
Is she? Blue tissues.
There might be a Pearlisha out there more before you see a Pearl. No, I mean, but that's real talk. I mean,
you might find somebody named, my name is Pearlie.
I mean, it goes both ways. Ain't no baby naming their son Rufus.
It's one of those combined names. Yeah, I mean, you see that a lot. It's
definitely ain't no bad naming their child Charles.
No.
Or Jeffro or James.
Unless it's a junior behind that joint.
Or even William.
Hey, see, why you starting stuff already, man? See,
was that shade being thrown?
Yes.
Why you gonna throw shade at the CEO?
Yeah.
Because it's been 2 weeks and he's probably been bottling it in.
Yep. So it's a lot of things that I need to get off my chest, but I can't get it off on air.
Who's playing like they got stuff bottled in?
Who, the Golden State Warriors? Because they're on the winning streak.
Well, yeah, them too, but I was thinking about Russell Westbrook.
Your boy.
He balling.
Yeah, so what you guys say about that? Well, even though...
Put some respect on his name.
Even though they took an L to the Lakers past...
Put some respect on his name.
What has he been doing?
Balling.
I mean, how has he been balling? Yeah. How is he making the Clippers better? That's what I'm asking you, sir.
Because...
This is your guy.
He is the main focal point coming off the bench. And he accepted the role. Matter of fact, he told the Clippers, like he told the Lakers, I fit better coming off the bench with the second team. And that works for them. And it works for him because he gets everybody involved in the game along with himself coming off the bench. He's that energy guy. I guess you can say maybe we looking at the sixth man of the year.
The sixth man of the year.
Yeah.
Well, Mark comes on. I got a basketball. I'm trying to wait for Mark to come on.
Yeah. Well, we definitely know about them old names like Wim. Them old folks' names. Wim, Charles, James.
You can't be ruffling the feathers of the CEO first thing in the morning, man.
It's never a big thing.
I ain't seen him in 2 weeks, so I
got to
ruffle something.
I mean, the only way you can be ruffling is some potato chips.
See, Cam, that's why you ain't even supposed to be talking.
Hey, look. Hey, it's our birthday month. We gonna do what we gonna do.
Yeah, and this is what I need from you. Shoes.
hey, you ain't Chad Gabler nobody up here, bro.
Shoes.
We ain't bringing the Chad Gabler up in here.
Don't give him no pounds.
Man. Hey, Dad.
Mind your business.
Dad, let me tell you how this morning started.
Uh-oh.
I got an idea.
We goes to pick him up.
Sit in front of my house for like 20 minutes.
That's not the issue. He finally gets to the car. He opens it. Before he gets in, he says, "Don't say shh." And then he gets in the car. We goes to Kane, picks up Kevin, and on the way down the road, and he just like, "Oh, so y'all just gonna be quiet? Y'all gonna give me the silent treatment? Y'all just gonna be ignoring me?" And then start berating us for a good 2-3 miles. Meanwhile, Sonya and I, we are just dying laughing. We can't even contain. Then he said, "Don't laugh." While we're laughing. So I ain't know what to do at this point.
Don't
so
you said, shake your head neither.
Exactly. See you doing it. So after a few minutes, we finally said, "Bro, you said first words in your mouth, don't say nothing."
We getting, this is WB Sports off the rails this morning.
Yeah.
It's going to go off the rail with me this morning.
It's already off the rail.
Yep. Hold on. But did y'all see the big boy? See the big boy at the combine, the D lineman that ran the 4.6, that ran the 40 and the 4.6 that everybody talking about? It was a defensive lineman that ran the 40 at like a 4.5 or a 4.6 this week.
He's 300 and what?
300. Yeah, he's 300 some pounds. But yeah, that boy got off that block. He got off that block and was gone. You see,
where's he going?
I don't know where he's going, but he might have helped his stock in the draft with the way he ran that 40 the other day.
Well, see, a lot of defensive linemen don't need that straight line.
Hold on, but he ran faster than the tight end,
and which is real impressive. But let me
and Tom Brady.
I need to see where his strength is at.
But the crazy thing is, I seen a video. Tom Brady has actually got faster in the 40.
Yeah, then he did in
the combine by a couple of seconds. It ain't much,
but still, that shows you how his conditioning has changed over the years. Because you're not supposed to do that.
Well,
that's unheard of, to be honest with you. The older you get, you're 20 years older and you're faster. Yeah, that's conditioning.
That's that $1 million treatment.
I ain't say conditioning was cheap.
Yeah, hey.
So, in other words, you have to invest a lot into your body.
I ain't gonna see what is cheap right now.
I'm gonna Google avocado ice cream. I need to see how much that stuff
costs. Avocado ice cream.
Yeah, that's what Tom Brady be eating.
Huh?
Oh, well, go ahead. Have fun with it.
I'm not gonna Google it right now. I don't.
Avocado ice cream.
That's what
your son want to eat.
No,
I said I was gonna Google it. I ain't say I was gonna eat it. I said I was gonna Google it.
He gonna eat ice cream.
No, if you start looking up something, you can start looking up something. It's gonna be flooding your feed, your Facebook feed. You be like, oh, so
I need to know the nutrients.
You gonna mess around. You be going grocery shopping one day. Somewhere at a Walmart.
And he's going to say, "Oh, look at this. It's vegan avocado ice cream.
And I'm going to look at it and I'm going to keep it moving."
He's going to look at it and he's like, "Tom Brady eats this. So,
I'm going to get a post that says, avocado ice cream, not my top five."
Yeah. Absolutely.
Among a few other things you threw in there this week.
People named William are not in my top five.
Oh, there you go.
Or Kevin or Mio.
Or Romar. Romar's not my top five either.
I mean, wait, Romar ain't in my top five.
Yeah.
Either.
Right.
people who wear Air Force Ones are not in my top five.
Uh-oh.
Woo!
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
People that live in South St. John Woods are definitely not in my top five. Or drive a little low-to-the-ground Benz are not in my top five.
Well, let's see where you going this evening after the show is over.
Yeah, in a pothole.
Yeah,
potholes are definitely not in my top five because of somebody I know.
But you don't put the man business out in the street in front of everybody. Come on, man, that's
Ken.
That's disrespectful.
Be quiet.
So disrespectful.
That's how he does.
You in my top one, Ken.
Yeah.
Just be quiet.
Hey, Dad.
Yeah.
Hey, how are them Golden State Warriors?
Golden State Warriors.
Yeah.
What about them? Didn't we talk about it last night?
They inching up.
I know.
They inching up. They finding their street. They finding it.
Now,
you know what?
Let's put it. It's March Madness. Come on, we gonna talk a little about college basketball also.
Oh,
but
yeah.
It's also a very key point in the NBA season.
Yeah,
because I believe we inched around to where we're gonna start seeing the good teams rise up and everybody else is going to be everybody else. So why bring up the NBA and the bracketology and all this? I like in the West, I'm really feeling the Minnesota Timberwolves right now.
And right on cue.
Hey, Mark, how you doing?
I'm good. What's going on, fellas?
Hey, man. Hey. Our condolences for your loss, brother.
What loss?
Virgil.
Oh yeah, yeah. You know, it was crazy because this is the truth. I get, you know, the local news station back home. That's the first time I'd seen it. I had seen it that morning, and I called his cousin, which is one of my best friends, and I called him and I said, hey, I heard Virgil passed. And he said, he had just went by to see him the day before in the hospital. He said, dude was down to 110 pounds.
Wow.
And it's crazy because I seen it on Instagram. And as soon as I seen it on Instagram, I instantly thought about you because it took us back to the show that we did that evening. And you was telling us about how that's your cousin. And I was like, man.
He had suffered from dementia. But yeah, he had, you know, I don't know, just things went south for him, you know. And like I said, I had spoken with Alex and he said, well, when you went and saw him, he said, yeah, he could barely swallow. And he had talked, you know, when they did talk, he had, I guess Virgil said, hey, come back and see me tomorrow. But he never made it. And sometime that night or that next morning, he passed on.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, you hate to see, things like that, especially when they have nothing. I mean, that brother went south quick. I mean,
that's one of the things that I done took from looking at the dark side of the ring. They have nothing in place to help former wrestlers after they retire or out of the wrestling profession for them. They don't have a retirement plan set up or nothing for them.
No, they have nothing set for them. I mean,
these wrestlers don't have no help coming from these companies. When they all dried up and they ain't got no use
on them no more. No, it's almost like you're doing contracted work.
Yeah, and that's what I've been getting from looking at the dark side of the ring. Like everybody that they didn't had an episode on from dark side of the ring, it seems like it all ends up with them dying from drug use or something else because. They ain't getting no help. Like the only thing that helps them is being able to perform to do a show. And that basically was like what happened to Junkyard Dog.
I mean, what makes it so bad is that companies like I said, one of my biggest takeaways is they don't care. They don't really care about you.
They gonna use you up until they can't use you no more, and then whatever you do is just what you, whatever you do.
So,
well, you know what? Yeah, my advice to people would be: if you get in that industry, you better put your money up.
Yeah.
How's that any different than any other industry? I mean, what y'all described is the same thing I'm going through right now.
I mean, yeah, well, we all go through it, but you think about it. And from what I've seen, Junkyard Dog might have been the richest pro wrestler that we knew of. Cause he instantly came into the game getting 5 to 6 figures off the rip. But he didn't use his money wise.
Well, you know what? It's the same thing. You know, kind of, I don't know, 30 for 30 has this thing on ESPN where they're talking about how athletes, you know, after they're done playing, how their money has gone so quickly. And, you know, I've always been one that, if you play a particular sport, especially football, and then you put your money up until you're done, live a normal life, even set up an allowance system for yourself. Because once that money's gone,
It's gone.
It's over.
I mean, you know, they had this thing they were just talking about, and it's crazy. They were saying Mecole Hardman might have been leaking out the game plan when he was with the New York Jets to the Kansas City Chiefs and another team or something. And it's ironic because about 2 weeks ago I saw a posting where they showed he had just bought his girl a G-Wagon. Now, if any of that is true, I hope he can take that truck back because he's done in the NFL. Nobody will trust him. Nobody will give him a shot at all.
Like, they were saying that yesterday because, like, even Stephen A. on First Take was like, I hope this, you know, none of that stuff really comes out like that because that's like, you violated the code doing that. I mean, and like, I think the Eagles was another one.
So what we seeing Spygate all over again from
he will be different level? I tell you what bothers me with that is that it took two other black athletes basically did this as far as commenting to set him up like this because it's awful weird. That, all of a sudden now they say, the New York Jets suspected this, but, no, you, that's BS.
Yeah,
cause
you know, I think it all started with because they wanted
it. My thing would be Sauce Gardner, who I love, tough, and the other dude, for you guys to be that, you just probably ruined this man's career. Now,
I think it's all because that he made a statement saying that he wanted to go back to Kansas City.
Well, here's the thing, and this is where people got to learn too, you know, Mecole Hardman. Things didn't work out in New York, you got to go back to Kansas City, be happy and shut up.
I mean, well, he's happy now because he got another ring.
I mean, just go back and shut the hell up. What these athletes don't realize is when they get cut or they get traded or however the situation presents itself, the NFL is a business. It's a company. And it's just like if you leave a regular job and you go out to another company or you bash in that last company he's with. What's the chances of this new company wanting to keep you around and going to hire you?
Yeah.
I mean, you keep it to yourself. And time again, whether it's social media, even these podcasts are starting to become dangerous to deal with. Because what these people don't understand is that the comments you make, they're getting out there. And I know people have podcasts or entertainment, whatever it may be. But what these athletes don't realize, when you go to a former player's podcast or whatever, they're going to get to asking you stuff. And basically, you're setting yourself up.
Yeah, because they're going to ask you a lot of things that's uncomfortable. And they're going to ask you, Eric, a lot of uncomfortable questions that expose what they already know or feel that's going on.
That'd be the same thing. Hypothetically, I say I played for the Lakers. So how you like playing for the Lakers? Oh man, It sucked being in there with LeBron. You had to conform to him. He ran, he raved, blah, 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 blah. That's going to be out there within an hour.
Yeah, I wish somebody would say that. I'm here for all that right there.
I mean, it's
within an hour.
I look at it like you don't need to say that about LeBron because any team that he goes to, they make it very clear.
You know, I mean, people need to realize, man, again, they need to sometimes just be quiet. I mean, I think the best remedy to a lot of situations is shutting your mouth. Because these athletes sometimes think they're above the law. They think they're above everything else. And what they don't realize in the case of Nicole Hardman, you got an opportunity to play at the elite level. Briefly, or however long it may be.
And get another ring.
And now, you gotta sit and realize your next play might be in Canada or somewhere because I like him, but I don't know if a team would even take a chance on him now because you can't be trusted. Unless he comes out with lawsuits against the Jets and everybody else.
The Jets have filed a lawsuit against the Chiefs.
Yeah.
I mean.
Because of him saying that he wanted to go back to Kansas City.
Well, I mean, you know, I put it to you like this. There's nothing wrong saying, hey, you know what? I left doing free agency. I loved it there, but I left for the money because they couldn't offer me the money that New York was offering. But my heart is in Kansas City. I mean, you can say that. I mean, there's nothing wrong with that. But you get traded back there. You almost get your wish.
You get traded back there and you all of a sudden became a better receiver.
You know, all of a sudden, you make the game winning kick. I mean, you're on top of the world. Go and chill and see if you can get lucky again in free agency and make some money. Don't get out there running your mouth. I mean, MVS got cut. I ain't heard a word from him.
And then, I think they cut him too.
Who?
No, I'm saying, but you ain't heard him say anything. You haven't heard him say, hey, look.
Scanlon.
Let me get back to Green Bay or let me go to New York with it. I mean, he ain't saying nothing because he knows there's an outside chance. There's an outside chance they bring him back. May not be for the amount of money he was getting. He's trying to make a roster.
I hope that they're smart enough not to bring him back. Like, because, and you know what's so crazy? I can see Scanlon going to the Jets because of who their quarterback is and what they had in Green Bay.
Yeah, but you want to know something? The dude stepped up in the playoffs.
Everybody did. I said it the whole playoff. Everything that went wrong with Kansas City got corrected. Remember, for these, what? They went to what? This was their fifth Super Bowl in 6 years or something? Every year that Kansas City went into the playoffs, the only lock on them was their defense. And for years, for these 5-6 years, you've seen that the defense has did their job in the playoffs. This year, the knock was the receivers don't catch the ball. I said this when the playoffs started. The receivers gonna do what the defense did. They gonna start catching the ball. But you made the biggest point. If Travis Kelce starts catching the ball, they was gonna win. And what did everything that was going wrong in the regular season?
Everything turned around.
Yep. In the playoffs. And the biggest thing is the key to their success was, like you said, Travis Kelce catching the football.
Hey, let me throw this one at you guys, because San Francisco, since we're talking about what happened in the Super Bowl and things of that nature, San Francisco, y'all know, fired Steve Wilks.
He didn't deserve to get fired.
Oh, he was a scapegoat on that.
Yeah, because and you know what? And I'm right with you. I'm right along with you, kid. Yeah, he was a state coach. And it comes down to John Lynch wanting to keep Kyle Shanahan as his coach.
Hold on, I'm gonna let you finish. I just want to throw this at you. Because this is what tickled my fancy here, because y'all know I don't care much about the 49ers. They promoted Nick Sorensen from defensive pass game coordinator, D-back coach, whatever.
Didn't y'all hang him?
I think so.
He was y'all defensive coordinator at one time, or part
of the defense? He was part of our defensive staff.
Okay, yeah, I remember that.
He went to San Francisco. Now he's going to be their defensive coordinator. And guess who's going to take his place there? Kevin. His initials are BS.
What, Brandon Suck? I ain't gonna even say his name, but Brandon does.
The one thing that one of the three coaches that fit, see now it's like I'm rubbing off of you with the initials BS. Now I'm starting to see why. I'm thinking, seriously.
Yes, Brandon Staley is going to the Niners.
To be their defensive coordinator.
He's an assistant head coach. He's in the building.
Oh boy.
Nick Sorensen is going to be defensive coordinator.
Okay, so they don't want to win a Super Bowl. Well, I mean, obviously they don't want to win a Super Bowl, because Kyle Shanahan has proven to you in two Super Bowl appearances.
Make that three.
What? No, I'm talking about as the head coach.
Right, yeah, but I'm saying
as a head coach being he was up in both Super Bowls against the same team.
With the same amount of points he was ahead. Mm-hmm. 10 points. And blew both of them.
It
just wasn't in the script.
It doesn't work.
Well, here's another thing too. The Super Bowl loser never makes it back the next year.
That's not true.
You don't think so?
No, because
the Patriots did with Brady.
Yep.
And won.
Mm. Yeah.
We beat them 2017, they won in 2018.
Oh, okay.
That used to be true.
Yeah,
but Brady defense. It still can be, because we still talking about one guy. We still talking about Tom Brady.
Right.
The anomaly is still there.
Tom Brady's like the only exception to everybody. But the coaches, I don't trust none of them.
Ain't the color man on? WB. Yeah. Ain't the NFL color man on right now? If you can find it.
But yeah,
Mark,
man.
What you think about that defensive lineman that ran that 40 the other day?
Hey, every now and then you get freaks of nature in there, but you know, they've had some workout warriors, man. You should remember Mike Mamula for the
man, don't get
Eagles.
Me started on it. That's the reason why we ain't got no linebackers now.
that's the main reason why
we ain't got no linebackers now. We waffled on, and this is the thing that bothers me the most about Mike Mamula. Thank you, Mark. You didn't got me started already. This is the thing that bothers me the most about Mike Mamula. We traded up to get him to, we traded up to the top 10 to draft Mike Mamula. Guess who we traded with?
Detroit.
We traded with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Guess who they selected?
You're the guy that you wanted.
Warren freaking Sapp! I gotta go to the bathroom.
Alright. Well,
Warren Sapp!
Now, see. ladies and gentlemen, the thoughts over here.
But you got Jalen Carter last
Warren
year.
Freaking Sapp.
But you got Warren Sapp 2.0 and Jalen Carter.
Well, there you go. All right. Anyway, wow.
Yeah, but that's 25 years later.
Yeah, but hey, you know what else is so crazy? What's crazy to me that I've been here, like, since the college season started last year. And the NFL season was going on. Everybody knew that Chicago was going to have the number one pick regardless.
Right.
Caleb Williams said that he wasn't going to play in Chicago, right?
But
from what I done seen, he said it's number one or nothing else for him. We're saying right. that he's willing to play in Chicago.
So I'm confused.
They going Pittsburgh or Atlanta are going to be the two landing spots for Justin Fields. Because Chicago is going to trade Justin Fields so they can get Caleb Williams.
Now, supposedly I was reading something or hearing something yesterday.
But Atlanta is the perfect fit for him.
That the Steelers are staying with Pickett.
No, not that. I mean, if they want to destroy themselves, they can do that.
Right. I mean, but that's what I was listening to.
But so, I'm thinking that
a lot of things can change.
I'm thinking that Chicago will swap with Atlanta on draft days, give Atlanta the number one pick, and Atlanta gets Justin Fields out of that deal. And if they get Justin Fields, you might be looking at the next team to be in the NFC Championship game.
I wouldn't go that far.
Yes. With the weapons?
Justin Fields going where?
If he end up
in Atlanta. I mean, he might win more games.
If he end up in Atlanta with Kyle Pitts and
Drake London.
Patterson.
Drake London. Todd Algier.
Yeah.
They got the weapons.
Bijan Robinson. And let's not think. Calvin really could end up back in Atlanta.
I don't see that.
Because he's a free agent.
I don't think that's going to happen.
I got another free agent might be going there.
Who?
Either Brandon Ayuk or Atlanta might decide to go all in and try to grab Justin Jefferson.
Oh, yeah. Nah, they definitely have made him.
Yeah, but see, they'd have to give up. So they'd have to give up. Well, let me think. Oh. They would have to give up.
Atlanta has the resources to give up. But the crazy thing is,
we talking about that. But I can see Kirk Cousins landing there too. Because Minnesota already said they ain't giving him the bag.
Well, I'll put it to you like this. The one thing I will give Kirk Cousins credit for was several things. He's been smart as hell getting his contracts. That's number one. This dude has made more money than anybody I've seen off of how he played it perfect. And number two, if he don't do nothing else for you, he's gonna generate some points.
Yep.
Oh yeah.
I was looking at his
stats. If you don't see Vegas trading up to grab a quarterback, look for them.
Hey, look, I was looking at
for Kirk Cousins.
I had seen some where they had posted Kirk Cousins' career stats. Bruh ain't thrown nothing but 55 interceptions in his career.
Yeah.
He done threw over 170 touchdowns.
Yeah.
In his career or more. With just 55 career interceptions. What were we thinking when we let him go? And let him walk. I mean, well, we couldn't do nothing else but decide to try to throw the bag at him because we used the franchise tag on. He was he's the only person that ever been franchised 3 years in a row.
Or he would have been. I don't have the facts in front of me.
Yeah, he might. Yeah.
He would have been.
Yeah.
I know there was talk of it. I don't think it actually went forward.
And it's so crazy because.
But y'all should just pay it.
Yeah. And the crazy thing is, he was the better quarterback out of the two that we drafted that year.
Obviously, because one ain't even playing no more. RG3 ain't even playing no more. He doing commentary just like us. So
Oh, yeah, Cab, you heard the news? We're not. We gotta find a new name for the stadium. FedEx done dropped their name.
Oh boy.
Yeah, you knew that was coming because that FedEx was tied to Daniel Snyder. Mm-hmm.
So now we
gotta find somebody else that wanna take on being the name of the stadium.
You know, I got a question for you guys. I got, since we talk about since we talked about football, I got a couple of trivia questions. Mm-hmm. I was really waiting for Mark to come on here.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Yeah. So, hey, Dad.
Yo.
Do you know the oldest team in the NFL never to win a Super Bowl?
I would say it's the one or two. Either the Cleveland Browns or the Arizona Cardinals.
I was going to say.
How about Chargers?
I want to say the Browns.
I'm going to say.
Ooh.
I'm not even going to go with the Browns or the Chargers or. I want to say.
I would go with the Browns.
That would be my guess.
Super Bowl.
Or it could be the Lions.
The oldest team in NFL never to win a Super Bowl.
The Lions will sing the
Panthers. Well, I'm going to tell y'all this since everybody's tuning the answer by now. Mark, you were right.
The Lions?
Nah.
What?
It was the Arizona Cardinals.
Oh.
Remember, the NFL started off with two teams. The Chicago Bears and the Arizona Cardinals. And that was in 1920. The Cardinals are 124 years old. And they have never won a Super Bowl. Which is crazy because if you take the flip side, you take it to the NBA, they also, the Phoenix Suns, are the oldest team in the NBA never to win an NBA title.
Yep, they were established in, what, 1968, 69?
Hold on, the Super Bowls didn't come around until, like, the 60s.
1961.
Okay.
Well, no, first Super Bowl 67.
67. Yeah, that's right. 67.
So,
yeah.
All right. So, I mean, as an organization, they are 124 years old, but
yeah,
they didn't really get recognized as an NFL team until 1966 when the Super Bowl was invented.
Well, that was the merger. So, yeah, they've always been in the NFL. They're still
going to be the longest, the oldest team without a Super Bowl, regardless, but you can't count the years before the merger.
This isn't counting the years.
They might have, because like you said, you know, y'all had championships before your team had a Super Bowl.
Right.
Your team has probably, and you said it, won it some.
Yeah, we had three world championships.
Yeah.
And I think the Arizona Cardinals, I think they got like.
They got world championships. I'm pretty sure they got a couple of championships.
They got like two or three, but still negate the fact they own this record.
Yeah, I mean, they deserve to own that record that we talking about.
All right, so I got a few more. Okay. Guys, who owns the NFL all-time sack record?
Bruce Smith.
Are you going since they started recording sacks or this period?
Yes. Who has the most sacks of all time in the NFL all time?
If they go off the record, it might be Corey Bacon.
I say Bruce Smith.
Corey Bacon?
Yep. Look him up.
Uh-oh. I got to. All
right.
You said Troy?
What's that
noise? Corey,
C-O-Y.
Randall McCoy Bacon. Okay. Played for the Cincinnati Bengals. Played for the Charleston Rockets. Wow.
Oh,
Dallas Cowboys, the Rams, Charles Bengals.
What in the world is that?
Played for the Washington Redskins 78-81. The NFL sacks leader. This is let's see whoever led the league is a freshman. Sacks became an official statistic in 1982. Michael Strahan and TJ Watt hold that. It does not.
All time sacks leader, huh?
I need to see how many sacks Corey Bacon has.
Oh, Lord.
All right.
I'm sorry I take this.
Yeah, yeah, because you know I can't stand dead air.
Right. Let's see what we got. Okay. I would say Bruce Smith.
Yeah, the answer, I mean, the answer I'm looking for is Bruce Smith.
Right. And I said we got 200. let's see. Yeah. Most sacks of all time. Let's see what we got. Hold on. All right. Okay, in NFL history, Bruce Smith has the most sacks. All right.
They only credit Coy Baker of 130.
Really? Bruce Smith had how many?
All right,
200. He had over 200.
Yes. Yeah, I apologize. That took some extensive research just to get that together.
See, it's hard to say because they just started tracking it.
Yeah, he came along. Like, that's why I said that they gave him credit for 130 sacks. We already know how that goes. They didn't record everything. So of course he probably got holes on a few of them.
All right. Let's do this. We got top five if you want to go that route. Reggie White was in the top. He's number two with 198. Like, Kevin Green was number three with 160. Julius Peppers was number four with 159. And Dolman, I don't remember his first name.
Chris Dolman. From the
Chris Dolman, yeah.
Was 150.
Okay, I got a couple more.
All right, what you got?
All right. Who owns the record for the most thrown interceptions in a Super Bowl game?
I think we talked about this before.
I believe we have.
I don't know.
We've all watched the Super Bowl.
Yeah. Matter of fact, I think it was the Super Bowl weekend that we talked about it, believe it or not.
And I stumped y'all for a repeat question.
Well, we wouldn't expect you to bring it up. Yeah, so, yeah.
I got him.
Yeah.
I got him.
Hold on. In a Super Bowl. All right.
One guy threw more interceptions
than and I think ball. I had it right, and I just can't remember
who was it. Was it Kerry Collins?
No, it was not Kerry Collins.
Yeah. Let's see. Well, somebody threw, I think, five. Oh, Rich Gannon.
There it is.
Rich Gannon with five interceptions.
Yeah, I forgot all about Rich Gannon.
Yeah. A lot of people have. A lot of times, when you're a journeyman, basically, you know, you're gonna be more forgotten than anything else.
All right, so it's 10:01. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, it is the Studio W Sports page brought to you by J&J, and we're gonna transition real quick to basketball. I got some basketball trivia for you. Who owns? I mean, all right. Let me stop this. Who owns a single game scoring record for an NBA Finals game? In an NBA Finals, who has scored the most points in an NBA in one single NBA Finals game, Dad?
Michael Jordan.
Will Chamberlain?
Michael Jordan was very good, but no.
Nah. Yeah, I'd have to say the Big Dipper.
The Big Dipper?
Yeah, Will Chamberlain.
Nah. It really wasn't Will Chamberlain. But you're close.
That would have been my first pick, actually.
Somebody before Kevin Googles this? Before Kevin finished Googling. That's your time limit.
Yeah, I know, right?
Oh, boy.
You got to the all right, time.
Wait, Magic Johnson.
No, you said most points, right?
Yes, most points in an NBA Finals game.
Oh, okay.
Who you got, Mark?
Well, I said Chamberlain, but for what in him?
Oh, no, wait
Mark
a minute.
Pettit, that Mark one. Pettit, I,
right. It's Elgin Baylor.
Elgin Baylor.
Oh,
huh?
No.
Are you going all the way back now?
Well, no, I went the wrong direction because it says, most points in NBA finals, like in their career. But you said in one game. Yeah. So that was the route. I missed that one. That, right. Okay, with that answer, was Jerry West. Was 1,679.
Nah, I just wanted the single game.
Yeah. So, yeah.
All right, this one you're not going to be able to Google. I got all of y'all on this one.
Oh, Lord.
I got my fiance Sonya in the house with me. Hey, babe. Hey. You're not going to be able to Google this one either, sweetheart.
Yeah.
I promise you.
Okay.
Look at me.
You don't.
This is one of my questions.
Okay.
Uh-oh.
Now, pay attention, ladies and gentlemen. To the letter of the law, who is the youngest person in the NBA?
Currently.
Wimby.
All time. I don't care. Listen to me.
Right now. To the letter youngest of person the in law, the NBA right now.
I mean, that over, I mean, period, or just right now?
Right now.
I would say Wimby.
That's what I said.
That's my only guess. And it has to be a rookie, so, yeah.
I was going to say that guy Josh Giddey, but it ain't him.
Gigi Jackson. Very good, but no.
All right, and how old is he?
He was born in 2004.
That's 20. All right, well, hold on.
No, not even 20. He's 19.
All right, well, how old is Wimby? Wimby's got to be around that same age, isn't it?
I think Wimby's about 21.
Is he that old? I mean, not old. I'm calling like it's old, but it's not. But I thought it was.
Hold on.
Wait a minute.
You said person. You didn't say player.
Yeah, player.
Player.
Say player. He said person.
Okay, well, it's player.
It should have been player.
Yeah, person, player.
Okay, because I was trying to look at coaches next. Okay.
I mean, you can look at coaches. You'll still be wrong.
Huh?
You can look at coaches. You'll still be wrong.
You have to find a coach that young.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, the correct answer is Tyrese Haliburton.
Whoa, how old is Haliburton?
Listen to the question.
No. You want to know why? I know why. Letter of the law.
He was born on
leap year.
That's why you're not
going to
find the answer.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm going to get you for that. I'm sorry. That question should be illegal.
That's right.
Ain't no way.
Under the law, Tyrese Haliburton is 6 years old.
6 years old? Come on, man. Yeah, I heard something about that
Mill,
the other day.
Don't ever do that again. Don't ever.
Listen, for the next 45 minutes, Mill, you are banned.
Yeah.
You are banned from talking.
Yes, you are.
Ain't no way. Listen, we got three. Me and W gonna carry the rest of the show.
Oh, you done cracked yourself up. It's a doggone shame. That ain't right, man.
You and my friend are disrespectful.
That's right.
Hell no, man.
I swear.
Really?
That ain't right.
You suck. You suck, man. Come on. Get out of here. Really?
What happens when you walk away from the show?
And one more, you missed everything.
I did this one with Roma Azada because he already knew. I got with Tyrese Haliburton.
What? For what?
Okay. The key word was the letter of the law.
I should have caught up.
It was my fault that I didn't catch on to Mel's little lingo over there.
I was blindsided by that.
I think you. So was I.
We all were.
We got fooled. Mel. April Fool's is your month early. Okay. you should have said that.
Baby.
Yeah.
Dang. Oh, she's 6 years old.
That's a big 6 year old.
He's a bad boy too.
Yes, he is. How bad is he, Dad?
Sure.
But hold on.
Tell you what.
I got one. I seen somewhere it was a lady that's like 100 and some years old, and her birthday on leap year, and she's 21 years old.
Yeah, she was.
No, but by law.
By law.
She is really 21 years old, and she's like 100 years old.
I don't care. No.
I'm, hey, man, I'm still pissed birthday, off by the last question.
I always
get, times four don't give you 100.
No, I'm just saying because, like, somewhere.
That sounds like dog years.
it is because leap year only come around every seven years. Or something like that.
Every four.
Oh, really? Either way.
Every seven, damn. Really? Come on, man.
I don't know. Because for real.
I don't care.
Oh.
My son's mother, her birthday is actually the 29th of February. And she like.
Now you got to calculate because.
I'm going to be 45.
Oh, boy.
Oh,
she just turned 37. She just turned 37.
But you got to go back to the letter of the law. Come on. No.
Yeah, but
I told you it was one of my questions.
Yeah, I should have known.
Yeah,
you cooked that one up.
Yeah. Hey, can we move this one along?
Thanks a lot, Bill, for that. Because they running back yesterday, Addison.
All right, so they might be turning. So
they turned down the whole organization.
Who is
Minnesota?
Why?
They already told Kurt that they ain't gonna give him the 50 million that he want a year.
I don't blame him. I won't give it to him either.
He worth it.
No, he ain't.
Yes, he is.
50 million a year.
Yeah, he worth it.
What? Okay. No. What have you done for me in the postseason?
Hey,
that's my first question.
How old is Kurt Cousins?
He probably about 40 now.
And you gonna get $50 million a year?
Well,
he is one of the. Look. Ever since he done been in the league, statistically, he's been a top five or a top ten quarterback
in the regular season.
How many Super Bowls he won?
How many playoff games has he won?
Let me ask you this.
No, answer mine first.
He ain't won none, but that get his bag though, don't it? And Dak ain't won nothing either. And Kirk Cousins is a better quarterback than Dak Prescott.
Woo!
Yes, he is.
Who said so?
Excuse me.
Numbers don't lie.
Well, okay.
That's
now,
a game right there. Hold on. We gotta look at.
He's got the most. Who got the most playoff wins?
Neither one of them.
One got more than the other.
Neither one of them got none.
Now, well, I know Dak's won.
No. Actually, Kirk Cousins has more playoffs wins.
He still ain't
worth no
$50 million.
Well, I think actually Dak, I think he's got two. Kirk Cousins, I think he has one.
And you gonna give $50 million a year?
I'd rather give it to him than to Dak Prescott.
I ain't giving it to either one of them.
Now, okay, let me ask, hold on. Mark, let me ask you this.
Truly.
Would you trade for
him? Hold on. Matter of fact.
Would you trade for him?
Matter of fact. As long as Kirk Cousins has been in the league, strange fact is, Kirk Cousins has never had a losing season as a quarterback. Mm.
Okay.
All right. Now,
how many losing seasons has that had?
He hasn't had one either.
Yeah, I'm just saying, both of them haven't, but I believe that Kirk Cousins' numbers is better.
Now, who would you give the bag to, Kirk or Dak?
I'm going to give it to Kirk.
Mark, who would you give the bag to, Mark? Kirk or Dak?
Well, you know what? Because he's coming off an Achilles injury, I'd have to give it to Dak. But they both have a tendency to where I don't trust them because they will throw the dumbest interceptions. Both players will.
Right.
Now, who's the better?
I would go with Dak because he's younger. And Cousins wasn't mobile as it is. And now he's coming off an Achilles injury. Somebody's going to sign him. I think it'll be the Raiders.
I mean, that'll be, I could see that.
That's an interesting bonus throwaway too.
Hey, look, I got into like a heated argument a couple of weeks back with my best friend, and he's a Redskin fan like me and you, Kevin.
Yeah.
And I went into a rant on him like I would do.